This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Well, the Department of Higher Education and Training has officially begun phasing out the long-standing NAEDED qualifications at TVET colleges across South Africa. They are replacing them with what they say is modern, industry-aligned occupational qualifications under the Quality Council for Trades and Occupations. This represents one of the biggest reforms in vocational education in decades, and is aimed at equipping students with practical workplace ready skills that match South Africa's economic and industrial needs. Right now we're joined by Mr. Tiwadziwe Vere, Chief Director responsible for TVET College's curriculum, programs and qualifications at the Department of Higher Education and Training.
Good morning, Bobo Vere. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Novua, and good morning to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. Maybe can we start with seeing if we understand the difference between NAEDED courses and QCTO courses? Just try to simplify that for us.
Okay. NAEDED courses are programs that were developed. Some of them come from as far back as the late 60s, 70s. They were developed to respond to the skills need at that time. So even their structure and design was developed to respond to how skills are developed in those days. So what has happened now is that as the time changes, the modernization of the economy, the modernization of industry, then requires also the change in the approach of how the skills are developed, and therefore the changes needed in the qualification structure and design that needs to respond to the skills needs of the modern industry. And therefore the qualifications that needed to respond to the modern skills development needs then had to then be developed. And these are what we call occupational qualifications. They are developed with industry leading. So you have what we call the Sector Education and Training Authorities, or SETAs, which organizes industry according to sectors. So the skills needs of various sectors are planned in those areas by SETAs. And then the qualifications to respond to those skills needs then are also developed by industry leading organized by CETAS. So these are the modern, more responsive qualifications that align with the continuously changing skills needs of industry and society.
Okay, that makes sense. You know, we were talking, Jones and I, just earlier to say we are aware of the stigma that has existed in the past when people think about TVET colleges being lesser than other institutions of higher learning. So from what you know, how have TVET colleges proven that they too deserve the recognition that other institutions of higher learning are getting over the years?
You know, TVET colleges have introduced, programs that are more modern. You know, we offer programs in areas such as robotics now, where learners can go into these programs, learn modern skills that are aligned with fourth industrial revolution skills needs. You know, TVET colleges offer skills that learners can gain for purposes of gaining an employment, and they can also start their own businesses with these skills. There are many businesses that are supported in the manufacturing industry, in hospitality, also in the ICT space that are started by people who studied some of these programs in TVET colleges. So TVET colleges are not a second rate. They are not a second choice.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a bridging space for people who want to go to university.
Mm.
There are institutions by themselves that produces the skills that support the industry and the economy. And there are many opportunities that students can gain and can access by gaining skills developed in the TVET colleges.
Mm. And let me talk to those people that are currently studying at TVET colleges or are planning to study at a TVET college next year. What should they keep in mind or what do they need to know before registering at a TVET college?
Okay. Those that are currently studying, they need not to panic. Their qualifications that they've enrolled on, if it mattered, they can still complete their qualifications. And we have provided time frames within which these qualifications will be phased out. And at a later stage, they can still adapt with these qualifications through other supplementary programs in the occupational qualification space that would align them with the skills needs of the modern industry. For learners who are who want to go to a TVET college, there are TVET colleges that are still having their online applications open. Spaces are filling up. Look up for the qualifications that relate to your interests in areas that provide skills that align with what is needed in industry. You can go hospitality, ICT, robotics, and other interesting areas. Manufacturing, we want 30,000 artisans in this country in 2030. And many of these TVET colleges are providing skills to develop those artisans.
No, thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate your time. That's the Chief Director responsible for TVET Colleges curriculum, that's programs and qualifications at the Department of Higher Education and Training, Mr. Tibutsiwe Vere.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.